Blog Talk Radio.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I walk on blood. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. Ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Lord has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Midnight in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. Bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He to me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. They ever stop you from crying? Turn my midnight in today.
Mm-hmm. could live without you. If I could breathe without you. Spent a lot of time thinking about, wondering how I could make it through. Now I realize I was wrong. Been away from you much too long. Wanna give my heart to you. Ready for something new.
Also, I'm a writer, have a few books out, have a few other entities and other things going on, that I do on a tax service. And we take care of clients nationwide. I have a few things on my plate.
Okay. Okay. Well, before we advance any further, tell us about these books and where we can find them. What are the contents of the books?
Well, when I first started writing, of course, I was writing it where I was at that point of time in my life. So as I begin to transition and begin to gravitate more towards God, then, of course, a lot of my writings begin to transition and gravitate more towards God as well. Some of my first couple of books, you know, were more secular. And then as I begin to change my life and allow God to clean me up and wash me up, my books begin to glorify Him more, you know. My website address is riseabovebooks.com, and all of the books can be found pretty much at any online bookseller. You know, most of the major ones are Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, pretty much anywhere online. But my actual website address is riseabovebooks.com.
Most definitely. Now, as a pastor, I used to tell ministers a lot. They'd be like, "Well, Mr. Jones, you need to be up here with us and deliver." I said, "Well, you know, God, you know, sends His servants in many different directions, and everyone doesn't have the same gifts. So, you know, I tried to figure out something that I could feel comfortable in the setting with, giving Him His praise." And, you know, ministry was something that I always admired, loved, studied, you know, but, you know, I felt that I was better at doing songs than talking, you know. So, you know, that's why we started, this show started up, you know, with in mind that I just, you know, I was like, really, you know what, I can't do a lot of gospel intel. I said, but I got a few songs that I can play. Key songs that I like, you know, then too. The show is just not about me and the songs that I choose. We also open up to the public and allow them to, you know, take a part in this. And this show is for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's for you of everybody. So you know, in reaching out to pastors, you know, it gets very sketchy because a lot of pastors, you know, feel like this is above and beyond the calling that they receive. So, you know, as I see, it's an honor to have you on, and we're going to try to pluck all the feathers out of the chicken tonight because it's getting close to Christmas time. And we definitely want to know. So on this journey, what was it for you that made you just, was it a tragic event? Because usually, as they used to tell us all the time, you know, when you go to jail and you get behind them bars, everybody find God. And I thought about that because I realized that my strongest points of reaching people were behind the walls, and being blessed to have made only a few small trips, you know, but touched our lives in different ways because we studied together, we talked together, we inspired each other to do better when we got out of our situation, you know. And
you know,
a lot of guys are like, what you going to do when you get out? You know, you going to start that DJing or you going to start? I said, well, look, I can't say where God is going to lead me, but I can say if He leads me, I'll go.
But, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I was just telling somebody the other day, you know, I said, I've done a couple of small vids, but didn't do any hard time, but, you know, I did go down a couple of times, and I can admit that, you know, at some point it actually helped me, you know. It helped me in a lot of different ways. And, you know, it's funny because once I came on this side, you know, a lot of times God will send you back in. And the very first unit that I went to in prison was the very first unit that God sent me back to go minister. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 14 years later, I was back at that same very first unit. And, you know, it's just, it's just amazing, you know, how God, you know, do things a lot of times, you know. And when he clean us up, you know, we know it's not just for us, you know, because he want to use us to, you know, bring somebody else out as well, you know. And a lot of people not going to understand your calling. They're not going to always understand what God told you because he told you, you know. So, yeah, go ahead.
Definitely, you know, it's the encouragement, you know, that the encouragement and comfort that you get. Because, like I said, when I was there, it was more so people were furious of what they had heard about me. But once they got to know me, they were like, a total different guy. He is not who they say he is. He couldn't have done what they say he did. Because, you know, this man really reaches out to people and touch people and, you know, bring comfort to people. And that was just something that an older guy told me. He said, man, you know what? You bring a lot of comfort here. He said, because everybody was on edge for a while. But when you got there, it's like everything just eased up. You know, everything started going well. You know, I'm like, well, it had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know,
yeah.
I'm not the reason. Maybe it's a change in the staff, you know.
Yeah.
But, I took that as a lesson. And, you know, getting back out of here in the free world and being able to readjust to life. And the hardest thing for me was that, you know, once I realized that I was behind those bars and I was concentrating in a concentrated area to where I had to concentrate only on them. So once I got out in society, for me, it became a position to where I had to make a choice to go out in the public and continue to fall and get down, you know, fall down and get back up, fall down and get back up. But I decided this time when I came out, instead of running out, I closed myself in and allowed God to work on me personally. You know, to get a one-on-one, you know, situation with him to get a better understanding of it. The funny, as the pastor teaches, it says lean not unto your own understanding.
That's right.
If I'm correct, I'm not a philosopher or any of this. But if I'm right, it says do not lean on your own understanding. And I got to thinking about it. I said, well, I'm really afraid to go back out here and face people. But then on the other hand, I'm eager to go out and face people.
Yeah.
You know, doing this walk is a lot of challenges because you still have skeletons. You know, some of those skeletons in the closet, all the meat ain't going off the bones. I just see it like that.
Well, that's why, you know, we ask God to keep shaping us and molding us, you know, keep us on the potter's wheel, keep cleansing our heart, purifying us, you know, refreshing us and restoring us, you know, because even as we continue to grow in God, you know, it don't take long for a person to have an experience or some type of encounter to where some type of anger and bitterness and all kind of stuff can come in. It's not a sin to be angry. You know, the Bible says be angry and sin not. But sometimes when you allow yourself to stay angry, you know what I'm saying, then that becomes a problem. That's why you say don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You know, because once that anger builds up, then it really turns into something ugly. You know, it turns into something bad, and it, you know, it could be a hatred or envy or strife or, you know, something like that. And then next thing you know, all this time you was working on building up your character and sticking in your inner man, you know, your spirit, and then all of a sudden you let one little situation, you know, taint all that, you know. And so that's why we have to, you know, keep asking God to purify our hearts and purify our minds, you know. Yeah.
And you know, the thing about it is, you know, and I was just, you know, just on a small note, to show you how God has been working on, how God works on you to get your attention,
mm-hmm.
is phenomenal. Because I'm going to use the analogies of the garden. When you go into the garden and you are nurturing your plants, there are some plants that, you know, there may be a leaf that's dead. There may be a stem that's not producing properly, you know, or malfunctioning the roots. The roots are not growing properly. You know, all kinds of things. The thing with me was that I guess you could say the oddness of it all was that when I start to look around and I wanted to go to these different churches to try to make a difference from what I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
People say, well, you're on a selfish mission. So I backed up. I backed up and sat down and started reevaluating. I said, well, why would they say I'm on a selfish mission? Is it because of the status that God allowed me to be at to really want to try to come back and do something on a positive note in a negative environment?
A selfish mission. Wow. I mean,
you know, it's something. Yeah.
I mean, first of all, you know, we have to, you know, we have to look at the credibility of you know, the person that even, you know, told you that. You know what I'm saying? Why? I mean, you know, we got to always seek wise counsel. You know what I'm saying? It's safety in a multitude of counselors, but these can't be just any counselors. You know, these have to be spirit-filled counselors, people that fear God and love God, and not just somebody, you know, that have a form of godliness. You know, somebody that just have religion, you know.
Right.
Man, we have to realize something. I tell people all the time, I say it's four major battlegrounds. You know, we're talking about spiritual battlegrounds because we're dealing with spiritual warfare. You know, you have spiritual, you have your own flesh, you know, your own flesh, which, you know, your mind, you know, your body, your flesh, you know, that's a spiritual battleground. Then you have, you know, the other people, you know, the entities, the spirits or whatnot that they're allowed to inhabit them, you know, in other words, the world, you know, then also guess what? The church. The
right.
Church is a major spirit. The church is a major spiritual battleground, man. You know what I'm saying? And all churches are not of God. Why do you think when Satan tried to tempt the Messiah, he took him up on the top of the pinnacle of a church? That was letting us know right there. You know, all churches is not of God. You know, the Satan run a lot of them. You know,
right.
Keep in mind, he said he transformed himself into an angel of light, and marvel not when
right.
his ministers do the same thing. So there are a lot of people that's in the church that's not of God, that's not with God, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we have to be careful of that, you know. And sometimes
right.
you know when we're not really aware and we haven't really discerned that, and you know people go to church and whatnot, and they get what people call church hurt. You know, they take it out on God, you know, instead of, you know, sometimes people put too much confidence and faith in man, you know, and then when they see somebody not doing what they feel, you know, what they should have been doing, they falter or whatever, instead of saying, okay, that's man, he's not perfect, you know, I'm not following him, I'm following God. You know, people take it out on the church, people take it out on God, but, you know, we just got to be careful with that, man. And we can't just let anybody, you know, speak into our life. We can't allow
right.
anybody to just come to us and say anything, man. There are people
right.
that are openly and willingly speaking curses all day, every day.
Yeah.
I remember a while back, I was this was some years ago, but I walked into a Kentucky and as I walked in, I don't remember what time of the year it was, but it was some lady And, you know, I just spoke and I said, hey, how you doing? We're just speaking. She said something about, oh, I'm not doing too well, and we're not going to do too well because this is the month of something. You know, she was speaking a whole bunch of negative stuff, but it hit me as I walked into the restroom that this woman had spoken some curses on me. You know what I'm saying? And so as I, when I was in the restroom, you know, I began to pray that stuff off of me, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, you can't just let people tell you know anything, man.
Right.
For real.
And you know, honestly, since you know, the creation of this show, I've had several people, I won't call any names, but I've had several people that I felt were, I guess you could say, chosen people, so to speak. But then after getting to know that person, checking their momentum, checking mm-hmm. out the spirituality of how they, you know, communicate, you know, and mm-hmm. I found a lot of them who, you know, outside of the church, they change. You know, you get those.
Yeah,
you get some of them. I went to many churches. Well, man, if you need anything, let us know, and we'll help you with whatever you need. And they do it as a gesture. But then when you fall prey and you really need help, they might help you one time. You know, and that's on the giving of God. They help you the first time. But when you fall reliant to, well, hey, I need a little extensive help, it becomes a problem. People start crab crawling because they feel like that you're trying to rob them of their riches. And I'm like, look, I it's just a situation that I'm in, and I have no one to turn to. I said, but you know what? I tell you, I don't have anyone to turn to. But I have someone that I know that if I ask, he will provide. Because remember how he tell you, if you ask, it shall be given. If
right.
you speak, you shall find.
That's right.
So you had to get them in order before you start asking. You had to start seeking. So
right.
you can start receiving.
Amen. You're sure right about that.
You know, and
sure
that's
right
why I tell a lot of them, you know, I don't get to be. Because, like the old Staples people say, I'll take you there.
Man.
I'll take you there.
But, you know,
this show is really geared up, you know, to give, because with COVID-19, with the COVID-19 epidemic hit, everybody, oh, that's a plague from God, and he was trying to clean the land. And which, morbidly, you know, I say, it could be a true factor. I say, but then, too, that could have been an entity that God allowed the devil to give. Because if you notice, think about it. When COVID-19 first came out, there was no solutions. If you got it, you died.
Well, true enough, there are a lot of dying, but there are a lot of people that are recovering, too. It's not like everybody that get it is dying, you know. But
right, and that's what I was getting to. Yeah.
Right. But I tell you what, whether this particular virus came from God or not, we know that there's gonna be plenty more to come, and we know that in the future there will be plagues and viruses that He will send. Because He said it in His word.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So basically this is just a prelude.
Yeah.
This is just the beginning. You know, so people who only
talk
to the pulling out their hair behind this, they might as well get ready. So they ain't seen nothing
real.
Yet. This ain't nothing yet. Ain't nothing yet, I'm telling you.
Oh yeah. I mean and it's surprising. Because, like I said, you get a lot of people who do a lot of studies. You know, they go through every book, you know, every Bible, and try to compare every passage, you know. And the funny thing that I find about it, that a lot of those who find those search for those different passages to search for the different entails in it, so that they can alter the speech. You know, and it happens so much. And to those who aren't, I think to those that we say that's green, yeah, it goes over their head, and they're misled sometimes. That's why a lot of pastors tell you, when they get ready to give their ticks, if you will look in your Bible and go to, you know what I'm saying? And they ask you to read the word with me. So therefore you know where I'm coming from. If I have a Living Bible, a King James Version, you know, whatever version of Bible that I have, I'll let you know what version I have. So that way you can do a cross-reference. You know,
and you know what I tell people. I know that help me and help you know all the believers. Is, you know what we have to learn how to press in, and you know, in other words, you know, get to a point to where we begin to have encounters with God. You know,
right.
You know, because it's one thing to read something or whatever, but it's a whole other thing when you begin to have encounters, you know, when you begin to have experiences, you know, with God, you know, and like he said, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, you know, so when you're giving testimonies about, you know, the different encounters and experiences, you know, that you had with God, now all of a sudden these words that's in this book that we say, you know, that we say is life, you know, not only do we just, we're not just saying it's like, we know it's like, and we can tell about, you know, these experiences and these encounters, you know, that we've had, you know, personally with God, you know.
Right.
Stemming from the word of God and having a relationship with God. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Most definitely. And really quick, right here, while we have a chance, we're going to take a small break, play a couple of songs, pay a few bills, and we'll be back with more of the show with Pastor Ray and myself, DJ Havelove. True West Radio is gospel inspiration. If you're tuned in online and you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up at 323-642-1597. At any time you would like to speak, please press 1, and we will get to you accordingly. Listen to where you're at in the lineup. We will come down to you and get your information, and we will make sure that you get your voice heard, your questions answered, or, you know, or maybe you have some intel to help us, help you to help others. So don't turn that dial. We'll be right back with more gospel inspiration right here on your Sunday afternoon. Pastor Ray and yourself, hey, all glory be to God. Because I never would have made it without you, Lord. Let's
never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
I would have lost it all. Oh.
somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it
without you. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Set me free. God has smiled on me. Sure been good to me. He is the cause of all my joy.
Be free.
lamp unto my path is he. Without him I would fall. I don't know what he is to you. Oh, but to me, he's my all in all. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God. You've been smiling on me. Oh, you set me free. I believe we ought to say it one more time. God has. Oh, yeah. Been smiling on me. Fed me when I was hungry. You've been a friend when I was lonely. You put bread on my table. I told you. Lord, you've been good to me. Ooh, you've been good to me, Lord. Surely been good to me.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why it up when you can, bat it up.
Are you a group leader or someone in charge of transporting groups of adults or children? Ever worry if you're hiring the right ground transportation for your group? Well, minimize that stress with great info by way of free books, all for the asking by notable author Craig Speck, author of The Ultimate Common Sense Ground Transportation Guide for Traveling Groups. Avoid the pitfalls of hiring the wrong ground transportation and make the best use of your time. Get the free books at 817-437-8702. That's 817-437-8702. Be informed.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. Truth, where? Yeah.
Welcome back to Gospel Inspiration. We are here every Sunday from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. live. We have Pastor Ray joining us tonight, and we are back here to the show on the second part of it. Pastor Ray, going to give you the floor again to finish the commentation. Actually, we have 12 minutes, but if needed, we can extend the show for however long we need. So let God move and use you.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Did you did you have any callers that wanted to ask anything? Yeah.
At the moment, no one has pushed one. We do have a couple of callers that are listening to the show.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, we were having some good dialogue, you know. You know, fellowship is always good, you know, iron sharpen iron, man, and, you know, that's what it's about, you know. You know, we just got to keep moving forward, man, and, you know, allowing the Lord to lead the charge, and, you know, we just follow, you know.
Most definitely. We definitely want to follow him and go in the right direction. You know, one of the things that's really touched my heart lately is the outburst of violence that is going on in our neighborhoods, attacking our children. My hometown, we had a small incident just yesterday. He's my godson, was caught up in an incident in which took his life. He was only about 13 or 14 years old. It really sad that the young boy was subject to so much cruelty at this early in his life.
You sure right about that?
You
know. You sure right about that? And we can pray for his family too, man, before we, you know, for the whole, you know, family before we get off of here too, man, because you know, prayers are always helpful, man. They always needed you.
His mother and I are very close. Her and my sister have been best friends all their lives. So, you know, I had an oversharing of the girls, you know, as sisters. And her kids, you know, were very. And, you know, the thing about it is that she was a single mom. And with all single moms, it's hard to raise a boy to be a man.
Right.
But these ladies do such a phenomenal job with some of these kids these days that, you know, you can't overlook the love that they share for their children. Even though the father's not present, even though the father's not active, you know, and this situation was not the case because she kept good contact with the baby's father, you know, and she demanded that he spend more time with his son. And doing, you know, just going through the scenario, which was really touching in the situation that happened, you know. Kids make mistakes. They're going to make mistakes growing up. And nowadays, I guess you could say the punishments that they get are totally different from the values in which we grew. You know. So they are more in depth of falling prey to the streets, you know, and it's a crazy scenario.
Well, what's the name of the family? We might as well go ahead and pray now, and go ahead and get that in the atmosphere, you know.
Okay, the family is the Frierson and Johnson family.
Frierson and Johnson family.
Yes,
Heavenly
sir.
Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we coming together in agreement, Lord, on behalf of the Frierson and Johnson family, Lord. You know what they're going through, Lord. You know what they're dealing with, Lord. You know the ending at the beginning, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, that you comfort them, Lord, and that you give them peace, Lord. Strengthen them, please, in their time of need. Lord, we pray that you touch their minds, hearts, souls, spirits, and body. Give them what they need. Not just in this hour, but in this season, Lord, and just give them understanding, Lord. Give them understanding, Lord, so they can proceed to move forward and not be, you know, not just be plagued or burdened by, you know, what has happened, Lord. Give them peace in their spirit, release in their spirit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we believe in you, Lord. We trust in you, Lord, and we thank you in advance, Lord. I pray that you have your way, Lord, in the families, Lord, all those that are concerned about their well-being, Lord, all those that Lord, we just stand in agreement, Lord, with the rest of the prayers, Lord, of the righteous, Lord, on their behalf, Lord, and we just pray that you have your way, Lord, in the situation, Lord, and in their lives, Lord. And we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Very heartfelt prayer. Felt it. Really want to keep these families in mind. They're very young mothers. And this situation really needs to be addressed in all communities, not just one. Because right. We as a people have to reach back as a village to raise our own, because so many entities are against us now. And the only way we can come above or rise above it all is through the unity in Christ. So people, please be mindful. And let's come together. Let's come together. Only love can heal. You know, only love can heal.
Right.
So we only had a small amount of time. Because we got 5 minutes left, I'm going to let you close out the show with your information. If you want to go a little longer, just ring the bell and we'll
Yeah.
You know, it's just an introductional show. We're just getting started. But if there's someone on the line that needs prayer, someone that needs to hear a word, you know, press 1. Call in and press 1-323-642-1597. I'm going to leave the floor to the pastor, Pastor Ray.
I just recently put another book out in July, and it's entitled "You Don't Know My Story Yet." And you know, the book is basically you know, just letting you know where I come from and how I, you know, allow God to work in my life, and you know, take you all through different transitional stages. And but in the process of it, there are some wondrous works that God has performed in my life, as well as in the lives of some of those around me. And I share various testimonies about his glory, you know, throughout the book. And, you know, I also let people know about the mud that he brought me out of, you know, because, you know, I was one of those that was counted out, you know. And, you know, by his grace and mercy, you know, he saved me and, you know, began to use me for his purpose, you know. So that's my latest book, but I have several others. Once again, you can go to riseabovebooks.com. You can see a few of the books that I have out, and you can purchase it that way, as well as in any online bookseller. Once again, my name is Alvando Ray. So when you're looking for some of my books, that's Alvando Ray. Go ahead, my brother.
Okay, most definitely. We've got 3 minutes left. I want to thank you so much for being a great tool, letting God use you, sharing. Make sure you go to all the websites, search sites to find these books. Be knowledge and stay true to what you believe and serve the Most High. We don't want to put nothing on you that you can't say. This is not to mislead you or misguide you. We just want to give you information and iteration to help you along the way. We definitely thank you for tonight. And we'll be back next Sunday, same time, 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. We will have the show. God is willing. We're going to keep the wheels rolling on the bus. And hopefully someone gets something out of this show. As every pastor said, I don't get just one. You know, it's a blessing unto the Lord. So, I definitely... I'm going to let you close out. Pastor, we got 2 minutes left. Go ahead and get your story. Let them know once again where they can find your books.
www.riseabovebooks.com, riseabovebooks.com, or any online bookseller. Look for books by Alvando Ray. Last name Ray, R-A-Y, first name Alvando, A-L-V-A-N-D-O. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Anointed One. Heavenly Father, bless this business. Bless this radio station. Bless the hearers and doers of your word. Bless those that have tuned in, that have taken time out of their day to tune in to this radio station, Lord. Bless them, Lord, in a special way. Bless them for their sacrifice. Bless them for their obedience, Lord. Bless them for their commitment. Bless them for their willingness, Lord, to listen to you, to serve you, to give you a chance, to give you an opportunity, Lord. We thank you for them, Lord, and I pray that you continue to have your way in their lives as well as in ours, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Anyone liking to join the show or would like to be scheduled, you can reach me at DJ Hev Love, that's Heavy without the Y, spell L-U-V, and that's at gmail.com, or you can reach me by Facebook, Michael Jones. You'll know my picture when you see it, shades, red, black, chicken shirt, or whatever the Facebook may be. But, hey, we thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll be back next Sunday afternoon for more gospel inspiration. We're going to let God work his way through to you. It's been an honor, Pastor, and we will see you all next weekend, if God allows.
All right, God. Yeah, thank you. Shalom.
All righty. Once again, we're signing out. True S Radio. We'll be here tomorrow night, all week long. Don't turn it off. Make sure you tune in. Peace.